Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Cattle futures were higher on feeder cattle after yesterday's large sell-off. November feeders closed up 45 cents, getting back almost half of yesterday's sell-off. It looks like the November is going to settle right at 155. October was up 50 at 154.05, so it's about a dollar lower than the November. January, April, March, April, May on out there were up anywhere from 50 to 80 cents. Live cattle were a little bit less fortunate. October was up. It was up 47 cents at 112.82. We had some cash trade of 111 this week, and that was higher than last week, and I think that was some of the reason why the October did have some support. But D's, Feb, April were all 5 to 15 cents lower. Box beef at midday was $1.41 higher on choice at $198.85. Select up $1.40 at $190.85. They continue to increase slightly. The box choice select spread is currently $8. Packer margins are estimated to be around $185 per head, while feedlot margins have slid. They're about $13.40 per head. The feeder cattle index, 155.11, down 8 yesterday, and again, 111 cash trade for the week was a little bit higher than where we were last week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were strong for the second day in a row. Yesterday we had a USDA monthly report, which was kind of a surprise for corn. Corn was 171.8 bushels an acre, higher than expected. And that left the U.S. Stocks-to-use ratio the same, but there was thought that maybe this year it would start inching back down with less acres, but the yield continues to be really good. On the world, it was dropped a little bit, just a little bit less supply on the world level. Beans today continued to rally. They're the strongest one. After yesterday's big 25-cent rally, they rallied another 7 to 8 cents here today. And then wheats were up strong at the close, up 9 to 10 cents in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. That put July 18 Kansas City wheat futures at $4.86, up 9 and a quarter cents. We've really had a lot of wheat around the world after yesterday's report. We still do, and some would argue that maybe even more. If you look at the stocks to use ratio for wheat here in the U.S., it was 45.5%. So if you take 45% of a year, that leaves you with about 165 days, or a little bit less than half of the year worth of wheat. On the world, it's still pretty high at 36% on the stocks to use in the world.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.